From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. President Donald Trump has criticized Congress's handling of the budget.
The budget should be handled a lot differently than it's been handled over the last long period of time, many years.
A short-term funding bill expires at midnight on Friday night, causing the federal government to shut down Saturday if Congress cannot agree on a new funding measure. But the White House says Trump supports a short-term deal that is making its way through the House. Trump said that if, for any reason, the government shuts down, the worst thing is what happens to the military. Human Rights Watch says in a report released Thursday that populist manipulation of public opinion poses, quote, an enormous threat to hard-earned minority rights in once tolerant democracies. The group's executive director, Kenneth Roth, told the Associated Press the rise of populists was very much a response to genuine grievances that people had.
What the authoritarian populists did is take these legitimate grievances and scapegoat vulnerable minorities to say, you know, it's the migrants who are at fault, it's the asylum seekers, it's the refugees.
It's an unusual report by an advocacy group known for uncovering rights violations in war zones or repressive dictatorships. The last 3 years on Earth were the hottest in recorded history, according to the United Nations Weather Agency. The World Meteorological Organization said Thursday 2016 was the hottest year due to the warming effects of El Niño, while 2017 was the warmest without El Niño. This is VOA News. Mexico is disputing President Donald Trump's claim that it is the most dangerous country in the world. Mexico also says again that it will not pay for a border wall. Trump tweeted on Thursday, "We need the wall to help stop the massive inflow of drugs from Mexico, now rated the number one most dangerous country in the world," end quote. He also insisted that Mexico would pay for the wall. But Mexico's Foreign Relations Department concedes the country has a problem with violence, but also says it is, quote, openly false to call it the most dangerous. A spokesman for Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta has warned opposition leader Raila Odinga not to carry out a plan to inaugurate himself as the people's president or form a rival government in exile. VOA's Daniel Cerf reports from Nairobi.
Kenya's presidential spokesman, Eric Kiraithe, on Thursday responded to opposition leader Raila Odinga's threat to form a government in exile with a warning.
Acts against the Kenyan law, done either within or outside the country, will be treated accordingly.
Odinga's National Super Alliance has rejected the results of October's rerun election and defiantly pledged to inaugurate him as the people's president on January 30th. In an exclusive interview with VOA's Swahili service Tuesday, Odinga repeated the swearing-in plan and raised the possibility of forming a government. A press release from Odinga's political party, the Orange Democratic Movement, tried to walk back his comments on forming a government in exile. Kenya's attorney general warned in December that if Odinga declares himself president, it could be considered treason, a charge punishable by death. Daniel Scherf, VOA News, Nairobi.
The world's appreciation of the United States' leadership has dropped to a new low since Donald Trump became president. The Gallup World Poll found median admiration of U.S. leadership now stands at 30% in 134 countries and regions. The country's leadership approval rating dropped 18% from 48% in the last year of Obama's term in office and was 4 points lower than the previous low of 34% in the last year of George W. Bush's time in the White House. From Washington, I'm Ann Ball from Studio 24.
That's the latest world news from VOA.